Residents of New Waterford have voiced their concerns with the development of a long-term care home in their neighborhood. The Cape Breton Regional Municipality Council held a special meeting to hear an appeal for site plan approval for the Maple Hill Manor long-term care home, which is currently in development in New Waterford. The site for the home has been cleared, with the developers waiting for site plan approval from council. However, residents in the area where the home will be built say there are issues with stormwater management and damage to and removal of property. Residents contacted the municipality to say work was being done on the site without municipality approval, and a stop work order was issued 2 weeks ago. John Gillis, a resident living near the home's site, spoke on behalf of many other residents in attendance, describing what she says was taking place at the site.
They worked the site that was pulled back. They did develop that. They tore that up. They excavated that land. They tore up existing structure that was under that strip of land. And in turn, our neighbors and we're getting water damage. On September 15th, we received a letter stating that we had the ability to address this council for the stormwater issue. I phoned and spoke to a gentleman, expressed our concern with the water and the issue and the site. And he said, that can't be happening there because there's no site plan. I said, but I can send you pictures. It's happening.
The residents say the result of the developers working has created stormwater draining issues in their homes. They also say there has been damage to fences, trees, and shrubs, with many removed without any notice to the homeowners. Gillis outlined what the residents want from the developers and the council.
We get a plan so that we can have people that we know, engineers, have a look at it, have it addressed with our attorney to say, yes, this is going to be a good process. We don't want adequate. We want, as homeowners, as property owners, and as taxpayers, we want more than adequate. We deserve more than adequate, and it's just not good enough. And we want our engineer, somebody that we trust, no disrespect intended, to look at that plan and say, this is what's needed, this is what needs to be changed. As it is, they're not playing fair. They're pouring concrete when they have no permit. They build when they have no permit.
They also requested for the CBRM Council to put a hold on approving the site plan. The residents said they are supporters of the Maple Hill Manor project, but want to see the home built the right way. The developers also had their say at the appeal. Project manager for Maple Hill Manor, Amanda Young, spoke before council and explained why private fences had been removed.
The catch basin on the crown strip is going to be reinstated. The fences as well, so that had went on and off of private and crown land, so that was removed and that will also be reinstated. The shrubs and the trees that were damaged were done so in error by one of our contractors.
Council decided to allow the site plan for Maple Hill Manor to go forward, with Mayor Cecil Clark saying following the meeting that the stormwater issues will be addressed and this was the right way to deal with the situation.
From an applicant developer point of view, addressing concerns that are outside of the appeal but still relevant to the impact of the development are going to be addressed and remediated. I think hopefully that will create a win-win and some lessons learned as we go forward with other major developments that are in near proximity to homes.
Next, the site plan approval will deal with building permits. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.